Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. It is the fifth day of the fifth month, Cinco de Mayo in some places. And joining me now is Dr. Edmund Harris. He is professor of math at the University of Arkansas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you're here to talk about the number five.
Yep.
Thought it was appropriate. So I don't know, what's unique about the number five? I know, you know, counting by fives, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the fact we have four fingers and a thumb on our hands. And so our counting system uses tens, and five is half of 10.
Right.
And so it's sometimes a more convenient number to use. And of course, in the old tally systems, people would make four marks and then put a diagonal across them to make five and put them in clumps of five. So from that point of view, it was considered as a good unit. And that's probably just because we have four fingers and a thumb on our hands.
So it just kind of worked out that way.
More anthropological than mathematical.
Right. Really. How funny, because, yeah, I really never did, which is kind of silly that I've never thought about it. But, yeah, you do the hash marks with the line through it. Yeah, it's five. Five fingers, five toes. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, what else?
Well, I mean, one of the obvious ones is a prime number.
Okay. Which means?
Which means it's only divisible by itself and one.
Okay.
It's one of the numbers that's very easy to divide by, because, again, for the same reason we've just been discussing, because our system uses tens, and tens are just two fives. It's easy to divide by five, because you divide by 10 and multiply by 2, for example. That's one easy trick. I think the most interesting thing about 5, though, is some of its geometric properties.
Like the shapes.
The shape, yeah. The pentagon. Mm-hmm. It's the first number to have sort of more than one shape you can naturally draw. So if you take a triangle, and you join up, well, all three points of the triangle are joined to both the other points. So if I take any corner of a triangle, that's connected to both other corners.
Okay.
If I take a square, I can join points on the diagonal, but the two diagonals don't give me an additional shape. They give me a sort of X.
Well, if you did one diagonal, you have two triangles.
Yeah. Right. But those would be triangles and not
a square.
Not four pointed. But if you take a pentagon, I can, as well as joining the points up to the next one round, I can sort of jump two round. So if I drew a pentagon and the points were one and labeled the points 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 going round, instead of jumping 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 and then back to 1, I could instead jump from 1 to 3 to 5 to 2 to 4 and then back to 1.
So can we draw a pentagon? I'm like trying to picture it in my head. Yeah, so
if we have a this is going to be great for the listeners.
Right.
We have,
at least that way I understand that,
a pentagon like this, and I can go round.
Okay.
Like that.
Because and it looks like a 5-point star.
Yeah.
For the listeners. Okay.
And it has a name. It's the pentagram. Mm-hmm. And has a lot of people regard it as having spiritual significance.
Right.
It was actually a symbol for Jesus up until the 15th or 16th centuries, where it then became associated with Satanism. Mm-hmm. So there's some interesting connotations there to this form.
Wow.
But it's the first, I think that one of the reasons this symbol becomes important, you know, is given importance by people, is that it's the smallest to have a property.
Okay.
And I think one of the reasons five people feel it turns up in a lot of places is because it is a small number. And so there are things that just happen to be five, like, you know, having five fingers is nothing special about five. It's just what we happen to have, what evolution happens to have given us. So
it seems easier to use than, say, four or six.
It certainly feels more random, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think four or six, we see them as even
numbers. Even numbers, yeah.
And so they seem less important. Mm-hmm. Seven also turns up a lot for people because mm-hmm. it sort of seems like a slightly more arbitrary number. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the psychology of numbers becomes very interesting when you know what people. So magicians often use the fact that if you ask people for a random number between 1 and 10, they'll go for 7. We're getting distracted from 5. But.
Well, what about the Roman numeral for 5 is V?
Yeah.
And you see that often through, or you see it repeated, I guess, through the whole entire Roman numeral system.
Yeah.
5, V,
I think it's again to do with our hands.
Okay.
Imagine, you know, you've got the first 4 marks on your 4 fingers. And then if you hold up your hand and hold your fingers together, you get a V, mm-hmm. the fingers and the thumb.
Well, there you go. I just keep saying that. Yeah. Okay.
I think the other geometrically interesting thing is that there are 5 regular polyhedra in 3 dimensions. And so these are, it's quite easy to look at the regular shapes in 2 dimensions. You can just take any number of sides and create something that's regular. You create the shape where every angle is the same and every edge is the same. So you get the equilateral triangle, the square, the regular pentagon, the regular hexagon, and so on. But in 3 dimensions, there's a lot more constraint, and you actually only have 5 figures where every vertex is the same, every face is the same, and all the edges are the same length. And that, you know, so there's exactly 5 of those.
To picture.
This is where we really need models and pictures. But but one of those, which is called the dodecahedron, is actually made of pentagons. So if you take pentagons, regular pentagons, and start putting them together, edge to edge, they will fit together. But when you put them on the plane, you can draw 2 together. You can put in a third, and it leaves a little gap. And but if we allow ourselves away from the plane into 3 dimensions, you can join those 3 pentagons together to create 3 coming together at a corner.
Do we see? You know, we keep bringing up that it has to do with our hands. Can you think of other places that we see 5 things, like in nature or biology?
The best example in biology is when you cut an apple in half. If you cut an apple in half, you always get 5, you always see 5 chambers going round.
Okay.
So you get this sort of 5-fold symmetry. You think of an apple being a sphere, a sphere with top and bottom, so maybe it's sort of circular. But when you cut it open, you suddenly get 5-fold symmetry instead of the infinite symmetry of the circles.
I often actually have an apple in my desk. I look over there because that's where I normally keeps my snack, snack stash is on my desk. But, I mean, when you look down on an apple, it kind of seems like maybe you see that, because you're kind of, maybe not.
It's very clear from inside.
Bottom,
I think
it
then depends on how the apple's grown on the outside.
Yeah, or maybe the bottom. I don't know. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Edmund Harris is a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Stop you coming through.